Good afternoon, JB. Ignite your purpose, Max. Ignite your purpose. I'm healthy, 23. He is the positive vibes lifestyle movement. And today, it's our combo. It's our tag team. We are going to deliver another short episode of our daily blog, vlog, our chat, our sharing of the knowledge we have gained, or just some insight. Max and me, just two dudes. We're not coaches, we're not mentors or freaking psychotherapists or any of that crap.
Nope. I don't think so.
Sometimes psycho.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But here we go. Question of the day. So, Max, if you are ready, our show is called Ignite Your Purpose.
Yes, it is.
Answer the fucking question. Excuse me. Answer the question. What is your purpose in life? And what do you think purpose is?
Wow. You know, that is a crazy tough question, I think, because so many people actually ask me that. Like, how do you know your purpose? How do you find your purpose? How did you know at such a young age you wanted to do music or insert hairdresser, plumber, car fanatic, basketball player, right? Because I feel not everybody has that one specific thing.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. Currently and always since probably I was 6 or 7, I always wanted to do music. That was a forsaken. That was done. I've been doing it. But I think as we learn and as we grow, I think your purpose can change. For me, I still love music, still do it 24/7. I'm always doing my poetry and writing rhymes and recording, putting it out there. So my purpose, I feel, is to spit out, A, it's to be authentic to who I truly am, and B, it's to spit out the knowledge that I've learned. That latter part, the knowledge that I've learned, was never from before. I used to make music that I just wanted to make because I thought it was cool. Now I'm trying to put something meaningful in there to inspire, to educate, and to give a B-side to what's out there in the world right now. So that's me. Authenticity, and truly pursuing what I love. You, Johnny B? That's a tough question, brother. That is a tough question.
I'd like to say that I came up with it, but my darling, love of my life, said, have you guys spoken about purpose yet? I was like, ah, shit, the bed. Right, that's twice I've used the F word. You know, so the F bomb.
C'est la vie. It happens. It's life. We're real.
What is my purpose in life? It's interesting. I've done a lot of shit in my life. I've been to a lot of places, and I've tried lots of things. I've never, certainly in the sporting arena, I've never decided I'm going to be a footballer or I'm going to be a rugby player. I've always tried lots of other things, and pretty much where I have focused and given that thing my attention, I've been pretty decent at things. As far as work goes, again, it's anything that has my attention and interest can be, I find a purpose and an interest in it.
Nice.
I think more recently I've did about Max. Max may have seen this over the last couple of years, but I think I'm going through a bit of a transformation in my personality, in my agenda in life, and what I feel is important. So for me, time for me is the most important sort of element of my day, and I'll put other things aside to leverage time to spend that on me, so I can be the best, most authentic version of me, so I can be the most authentic version of myself, or Emma, or my family, or whoever I'm working on. And because of that, and because of found my health, I think if you wanted to put it down to one thing, my purpose in life at the moment is to be as physically capable and as healthy as I can possibly be on any given day. The flip side of that is I am desperate to share this knowledge with people, and hence the Ignite Your Purpose podcast was born a few months ago. I get to share my knowledge or my experience or my intuition or just my vibe. Some, you know, we read a lot of science in this house and we try and spit out layman's versions of it. But I think my purpose is to be as healthy and as fit and well as I can be. But on the side note of that is to deliver some great content each and every day to you, the listener.
And the reason, right, selfishness leads to selflessness, whatever. Too early on a Monday morning here in Canada. The reason we try to be the best version of ourselves is for other people, right? Because you want to lead by example. You know what I mean? Like, and I always say this, if I'm whatever I'm doing, CrossFit or Olympic lifting, and I look over and there's a guy in his 60s or whatever, right? Yeah. Later on in life, he is inspiring me just through him doing him. You know what I mean? Because it gives me so much hope that as we grow older, we can still be bigger, badder, better, right? You don't have to be frail and, you know, on oxygen and, you know, hermit it up in your house. You know what I mean? There is endless possibilities, but it does start within you.
Yeah.
And then to show that to others is... Yeah, it is a gift. It's a beautiful thing. It truly is.
And certainly since I found this health and this drive to be better and do better, I thought it was just about nutrition and my diet. And that was it. But actually that was the key to the lock that opened up everything else. There's more empathy, more understanding, there's more patience. I'm more aware of sort of the environment and animal agriculture and the process from which our food gets to our plate. Therefore, I'm better informed. I make an informed choice about what I choose to eat and not eat based on reading, kind of that makes sense, and doing experiments on myself. So we'll go without X for a month. What happens? We'll put it back in. What happens? I'll try this exercise. What happens? I'll try that. What happens? That's it. To be better each and every day. For me, for Emma, for the family, for you guys, for Max. That's it.
Truth. And John, this is something, you know, because I've had that question asked to me so many times by those around me, you know, how do you find your purpose? And I would say, man, what do you love? I'm not saying you have to be like, the Bob Marley of whatever, but to just do what you love, man, even if it's, you know, at night, in the morning, just do it daily, man. And it just brings you a whole new perspective on life. Cause you're actually having fun. Go back to that little kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which of these activities brings you joy, makes you smile when you're not even doing it.
Yeah. Maybe it's knitting. Maybe it's doing crosswords on a puzzle. I don't know. Maybe it's planting flowers. It's the possibilities are endless as long as you're having fun. Right.
Yeah, so I think you did well on the spot there, my friend. And that's authenticity, that you were able to speak it out and say it rather than have to sort of process and think it so much.
And you know as well as I do, John, keeping it real, which is what we do. We're human, man. We slip up every day. There's days where you're on top of the mountain. There's days where you're just under the peak. There's days where you're halfway down the mountain, right? It is what it is. We're all human. And yeah. I always say this, if anybody tells you they have all the answers, they're full of shit. It's that simple, man. None of us do. We just get better every day.
Better today than yesterday. Better tomorrow than today.
That's it. That's it.
And then when you wake up in the morning, you do what you can do today. We don't even think about tomorrow because tomorrow we wake up and we do what we can do that day. And it goes on. We don't have to think, I can't do this forever or I must do this forever. Just do it today.
That's it. We put on our shoes to be better. And on that note, John, we appreciate you guys could be anywhere in the world and you was right here with Mr. Canada and Mr. Isle of Man, not the UK boy.
Mr. UK. Man.
We appreciate.
Thank you, guys. Take care. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.